yes.
Afka. Okay, so the new sugya. Shnayim Mochsim Sal. So Rashi says that what? It's dafka that they're holding it. What's the importance of holding it? That makes them both muchzakim in it.
How do you translate that?
Muchzakim?
Like an assumption.
I mean, plain pshat means that you're it's under your control. That's what chazaka means. Chazaka is like a kinyan. Chazaka means where you control the thing.
I mean, you understood that.
Physical control. Physical, like a chazaka in karka means that you worked the land for 3 years. You took the fruits. Right? You were controlling
at
it.
At the same time.
You have metallin. By metallin, that's the halacha in Parakhes. You ready for the Ram? Yeah, Parakhes in Toim V'Nitan, right? No, we're talking about metaltlin. So the rhyme says like this: Kol ha-metaltlin b'chezkas ze shehein tachas yado. Okay, all metaltlin are b'chezkas ze shehein tachas yado. So it's a chazaka. She's saying it's like a chazaka. That all the metaltlin is a chazaka. That it belongs to the one who is whose hand it's in, whose control it's under. Afal pisha hevi hatoveya edem shematatlin halolu yadu and lo. Even if somebody comes with edem that can testify to the fact that this object is known to be his. Ketzad beged zel klize shebiyodcha. A guy comes. Right, I come to you, and I say, that jacket that you're wearing, right, shalihu, it's mine. I say, and you're just holding, I lent it to you, right? Vare ha'edim shehein yodin oso mikodem b'rishusi, and these two edim will testify to the fact that it was mine, right? So I have edim, that the thing belonged to me. But you're holding it now. Okay, so the law is like this, that if you say you sold it to me or gave it to me as a present, you're believed. Okay, so what does it mean? Kol ha-metaltlin b'chezkas ze shein tachas yado. Right, I mean, it's a difficult rhyme. It starts out saying that all the metaltlin have a chazaka that they belong to the one who's holding it. Right. And then, if I bring Adam that it was mine, so why do you have to respond? Right? Just say, yeah, I'm wearing it. It's Chazaka, it's mine.
That is an assumption.
So the Chazaka will give your, I mean, just basically saying like this, that the Chazaka gives you your Taina, gives credibility to your Taina. Let's just say that. That's the basic idea here. In other words, that even though I have a good taina against you, because I could prove that it was mine at one point, right? But the fact that you are holding it gives credibility to your taina. When you say that it's true, it was yours, those Adam aren't lying, but you sold it to me, or you gave it to me as a present, right? So.
Could you get away with saying it was never the other guys?
No. That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work.
Is that any different than Araya?
No, it's not really different than Araya.
And when somebody says like.
I mean, well, there are a lot of different. Well, we'll see. Yeah.
If I see.
Chazak. I mean, by karka, it's similar by karka. When the guy says, "If I bring Adam, you need Adam that you worked the field for 3 years." Right? Yeah. So if you bring Adam that you work the field for 3 years, and then the guy comes with a shtar that was his, so what do you do? So what goes on? What does the basin do? What happens? So I have to make a taina that I bought it from you. Right? Same thing. Same thing. The Adam that I worked for 3 years are not enough. Right? Chazaka needs a taina too. So So over there, it's a similar idea, right? That since I was acting like the Baal for so long, right, then when I make the taina that I am the Baal, I'm believed. Right? But since there's Adim that you owned it first, the only way I can make the taina that I'm the Baal is if I say that I bought it from you. Right? But by Metaltlin, you have a different chazaka. You have a chazaka of it tachas yado. Over there, you have the chazaka only through Adim that you worked for 3 years. But by Metaltlin, just holding it is the chazaka. Right? You don't have to have Adim that you're holding for 3 years. Just holding it itself is a chazaka. So.
So chazaka is never a claim.
What? So Rashi says, Dafka ochsim d'shneim muchzokim ba.
Ba yoser mizeh.
So in other words, that what? That they're both muchzokim in the same exact thing. Right? They're both muchzokim in it. Neither one is greater than the other. Right? They're both muchzokim in it. Not that one has a chazaka in half and the other one has a chazaka on the other half, right? They both have an equal koach in the thing.
That he's talking about. They pick it up at the same time.
Rashi just describing what is the phenomenon of shnayim ochs and betalis, right? What's the phenomenon of shnayim ochs and betalis?
I mean, it's always in that.
Right. Now, all they have is chazaka. Now, all they're coming with is chazaka. They're both equally muchzok in the thing. Neither one has more koach in it than the other, and then he explains she'ilu ha'yisab biyad echad levado, right? That what? If one person was holding it alone, then the other one would be a motzi michavero, the olav lahavi raya, the edem shishalo. Then he would have to bring raya. He'd have to bring edem that the garment belonged, the talis belongs to him. You have to bring Adam that the talis belonged to him. Go ahead. The Eino Neman.
The Eino Neman is Lito
Bishua. And the one who claims that it's his without Adam wouldn't be believed to just take it with Yeshua. Right? And even with Adam, he's not necessarily going to win. Right? Why? Because the other guy's still a chazaka, the other guy can still bring, can still make the claim. You sold me, right?
Yeah, I have a physical hold on each.
Yeah, so that's what the Meiri explains. I mean, it's the Gemara later on. It's the Gemara later on. Always on Dov, right? That we're talking about what? We're talking about holding actually on the edges of the talus. On the edges of the talus, right? The Rambam explains in the mission, the Pirush Mishnah is over here, and the Meiri. So the Meiri, just to get the facts straight, just to get the idea, just to get the facts straight. So what the Meiri explains, right? He says that what? That it's talking about that what? It's talking about where they're like the Rambam says. So the Rambam Pirush Mishnah also in the beginning. He says. It's the Gemara. He says, "Zeh hadin hu kisha oches kol echad mishneim bechute svasa talas, avlim tofas kol echad mehem laatzmo bechelek mimenu yesh lekol echad mishneim masha tofas vehichzik bo vanishar min atalas yachloku so b'shova." So that's the Gemara involved. That what? So it's an interesting thing. So if each one comes, the Gemara says what? That each one takes the magas, and then do yachlok in the other part. Yeah. Do you have the meaning?
Yeah.
Is it Vav or is it on Zion? No, it's Zion. Right, so he says, first of all, that what? That this is, the Meir explains, this is talking about a case where The metzia belongs to the one who finds it. Right? Okay, fine. And he says... V'ilu hayatalaf tachas yodo shel echod v'yachaveo tzarech v'toein af ani metosiyo v'ikvatiyo imecho. So let's say, like Rashi says, if one person was holding it exclusively, and the other one comes and claims, I picked it up with you, harehi b'chezkas oso shehi tachas yodo. Sherei nasa chavero motzi michavero. V'chola motzi michavero olav haraya. Yeah. So, if one person was holding it, even though the other guy would come and claim, we picked it up at the same exact time, right? It would be b'chezkas, the one who's holding it. And the other person would be the motzi michavero. V'chein pirsha b'gemara. Sh'af im hayu shneem muchzakim ba. Im hayu echad muchzak ba b'harbe v'chavero b'muat. Kigon shoye ze'ochez shnei shlishi atalas. V'chavero shlisho acher. Ze zocheh b'mashe tachas yodo, v'ze b'mashe tachas yodo. It's a strange din. So if they come into Beis Din, one is holding two-thirds, and one is holding one-third, right? So then they each get what's under their hand. Huh? They've got to come in, yeah. They've got to come in holding it.
Well, you have to court process it
first. Come back in 3 weeks. yeah. I mean, once Beis Din sees them, it doesn't matter anymore. But, well, whatever. That's a question of, we'll get to later. But, so what does that mean? So why is that? Why if one is holding two-thirds and one is holding one-third, they get what's under their hand? Because apparently in that part, one does have a koch. In the part that's under his hand, he does have a koch more than the other one.
Just like the
so then on the part that's under your hand, the other one has no chazak on.
Does that work?
Is this something that started off as hefker?
You think that they picked it up together?
Yeah, it started off as hefker. So it's interesting. So the Gemara says later, the Gemara says on Zion that you learn from this that if you need to make a Kinyan Sudar, okay, which is... Right, if I want to buy your karka, right, so I can give you a sudar, and your acceptance of the sudar of the garment will be my kinyan on the karka.
Chalipin?
Yeah, chalipin. So the Gemara says you learn from here that you don't have to grab the whole talus. If I give you my bottom, I tell you grab onto the bottom of my jacket. As long as you grab onto the shear, that's a shear of a kli, it's good enough. No, so you can be kona. In other words, you can be kona. Chaim, you can be. Gemara says it's only working because you can be kona part of a kli. That's really what it means. That there is such a thing as a kinyan on a part of a thing. Right? That's what Gemara says. You see from here that if I need to make a kinyan sudar, right, so I want you to be kona, I have to be makna to you a kli, because chalipin only works with a kli. So it says, if I take the bottom of my jacket, so in order to be a kli, it has to be three yetzbos by three yetzbos. So as long as you grab the right shear, you're kona that part.
Doesn't das, play a role in your kinyan though? I don't have to move the entire thing when I want to be corner something. Like, I'm able to be corner something.
No, you do have to move the whole thing. To be corner the thing?
You
have
to move the das doesn't play a role?
Das sets up a kinyan, but das is not the kinyan.
It's not
a purely physical thing.
Grab part of the palace and,
What? So it's like Jeremy saying. So they're going to say that what each one picked up, he was kona exclusively, right? And then the middle was they acquired together. That's the fact that the Gemara is saying. You see from the fact that each one gets what's under his hand. You see from this that there's a kinyan on a part of a thing. That's why I can do a kinyan chalipin on the bottom half of my jacket. I could say, I'm going to be machna to you this part of my jacket. Right? Otherwise, it wouldn't work. Otherwise, you're right. Otherwise, you would say, there's nothing tachas each one's hand. Each one is just holding on to a... If the talus were like an indivisible unit, right? If a talus were like an indivisible unit, then you're right. Then nobody would have anything tachas yado.
They should tough him now? Do we have anything that's an indivisible?
They should tough him in the middle.
And even if they didn't want to do it, it's by force.
That's right. If two people, apparently, the thing if two people, that's what they're going to get into, that it's efshar. It's efshar to that it's possible. And if they picked it up exactly at the same time, they would be partners in it. All the cases of chalukah here doesn't necessarily mean you cut it. It means you own that part.
Shavakruta?
And then you sell it and you take the value.
Shavakruta, would that work?
You have to understand, chazakah is not a kinyan. Chazakah, you have to differentiate over here. Chazakah itself is not a kinyan. That's an American idea. An American law is an idea like that. Adverse possession. If I use your property long enough, it just becomes mine. But there's no halacha that chazakah is a kinyan. Chazakah just makes you a muchzak. Chazakah gives you a certain right to make a claim, and then we'll believe your claim. But if your claim is, I just used it, if a guy comes in and says, so what are you doing on that property? He said, well, it's Aaron Friedman's, but I've been using it for 10 years. Yeah, that's it. You don't have any claim. You don't have any claim. Right? The difference over here is that it was Hefker and they just both picked it up. Right?
I mean,
yeah. So he's saying that what? That the one who's... So each one will get what's tachas yado, and then the rest will be divided. Because apparently it has to go that what? That what is beneath your hand, you have a chazaka on more than the other guy. Right? Whatever you're holding on to physically, whatever is tachas yado, that's your exclusive chazaka. You don't say they're both muchzakim in that part. Because we view the object as a divisible entity. It can become a part of it. But the middle... So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is really talking about what you're holding by the fringes. So let's just deal with the... We're only dealing with the middle with the middle. The whole Mishnah is just dealing with the middle. Okay? So on that part, that's what Rashi's saying. That what? That since they're grabbing it at the edges, right? But now the question is like this. The part that's under your hand is exclusively yours. Right? The only thing is, you don't have to have everything under your hand. If I was the only one holding it, even if I'm holding it by the edges, I'm a muchzak in the whole thing. Right? Right? The problem here is that what? Someone else is holding the middle ground exactly the same way I'm holding the middle. In other words, if it was just me, so even picking it up by the edges would be considered that the whole thing is tachas yado. Right? If one person were holding it, even if he's holding it at the edge, the whole thing is considered tachas yado. Correct? The problem over here is that there's someone else doing the same exact thing. So now they're both equal.
That's what Rashi means to call for equal.
So they're both equal in their chazaka on this object. So what is Rashi saying? That was Rashi saying like this, that what? That if one person were holding it, why is Rashi bringing in that? If one person were holding it, then what? Then you'd have to bring a raya. Right? So he's saying that, but he's saying over here, neither one, when you're a muchzak, when you're the muchzak, you don't need to bring a raya. Right? So that's the problem over here. Each one is equally situated. They're both equally situated with the same exact proof as to the ownership on one object. It's a conundrum. Right? They're both equally situated with a proof on the same exact object.
But you're saying this is over his highness.
Well, no, I guess if you really want to be medayik in Rashi, you say like this, that what? Dafka shnayim ochzim betalis, dafka ochzim, right? The shnayim muchzakim ba. What's the importance of shnayim muchzakim ba? Now they're equal vis-a-vis each other. Right?
So it's dafka ochzim and not ochzim. Not dafka ochzim and not ochzim.
But if one of them was holding it, right, then one would have a koach over the other one. Because then one would have the strength of chazaka, and the other one would have just a taina.
Why don't we care about who's holding more?
The Mishnah is only talking about... No, so what's the topic of this Mishnah? Let's just get it straight.
Things related to the same...
Right. No, it's things... it has to do with Balei Dinim who come equally situated to Beis Din. Right? They come with equal strengths. That's the topic of the Mishnah, it would seem. Two Balei Dinim coming to Beis Din with symmetrical, exactly identical proofs and claims. Right? Exactly identical proofs and claims. Okay? So what do we say? We split it. Now, why do we split it? I mean, that's like Shlomo Melech.
Two options.
I mean, is it like we're giving up? Is it like we're giving up? Or that's really the right solution? I have to think about that. Now, we never know what really happened. This is just a question of Beis Din is now a case comes before Beis Din and there's evidence, right? And they have to work with the evidence. They have to work with the evidence. They're both coming with what? With a raya, with a chazaka. They're both coming with the chazaka, an equal chazaka. And they're saying, and their taina is what? That they found it. Right? The taina is that they found it. So each one is coming with a chazaka, and with the same chazaka and the same taina. Right? And the chazaka... if you have a chazaka, so then your taina is believed. So they're both coming with the same taina and the same chazaka. Go ahead. Ze omer kula shali. Alright, so the Gemara explains that that's a different case. That's a different case. It's not a case of refines. That's a case of mecha pomemka. We'll see. That's a separate story. Go ahead.
Okay. So
what do you do? So each one takes a shvua that they don't have less than half, and then they split it. Mash bein as adam, right? The mirror says she'ain mash bein as adam, or mash she'ain shvuaso moelas lo. It's not right. It's not proper to take a shvua that's not going to be effective. In other words, so you have three cases. That was the problem that we're going to try to take up in the toast is like this. You have three cases where you have equally situated litigants. Okay? One case, our case in the Mishnah, we say you split it. The case in Bava Basra, we say Beis Din just withdraws from the case, basically, and lets whoever grabs it first keeps it. Okay? I mean, the Rush tries to explain what kind of justice that is. But basically, it's not yachloku. You let one person is going to get all of it, right? One person is going to get all of it, and then the third case where there's the mona shlishi, then they just leave it. Nobody gets any of it. So you have three possibilities: either you split it, either one guy gets all of it, or you just leave it until Eliyahu Navi comes and resolves the suffix. Okay, so Tosus.